With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. After months of debate, the Senate overwhelmingly passed a $95 billion foreign aid bill. The package includes $26 billion in funds for Israel and $61 billion for Ukraine.
The bill has been slowed down by Republican opposition in the House. In the Senate, Washington Democrat Patty Murray says,
"There is no reason, no excuse for delay, not when bombs are falling on our allies, not when civilians, including kids, are suffering and starving, not when the world is watching to see if America is still united enough to lead."
In Ukraine, desperate troops are rationing or running out of ammunition on the front lines. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says delay has strained the prospects of defeating Russian aggression.
Dithering and hesitation have compounded the challenges.
McConnell has made clear stopping Vladimir Putin is important enough for him to stake his political capital. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, dozens of protesters have barricaded themselves inside two buildings on a Northern California campus. It's in protest of Israel's war with Hamas. It's one of many demonstrations as students across the nation have set up encampments, occupied buildings, and ignored demands to leave. Demonstrators remained camped out on Columbia University's Upper Manhattan campus. New York Mayor Eric Adams says the city wants to help the schools.
College campuses are there to educate. Who's have thought they were going to wake up and have to deal with an issue as volatile as this?
The Supreme Court today hears a case that will determine when doctors can provide abortions during medical emergencies in states that have abortion bans. A veteran tabloid publisher testified that he pledged to be Donald Trump's eyes and ears during his 2016 presidential campaign. David Pecker told the jury in Trump's New York criminal trial how he promised Trump to help suppress harmful stories. This is SRN News. Members of America's largest Protestant denomination talk religion and politics. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
A new study from Lifeway Research finds that while most Southern Baptists can be identified as politically conservative, they also support religious liberty for all Americans and a government that does not favor any specific religion. Dan Darling of the Southwest Baptist Theological Seminary says the poll demonstrates that, quote, Baptists strongly believe in a free church in a free state. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Even as issues of homosexuality are splitting the United Methodist Church, other mainline Protestant denominations are trying to smooth over their differences. The Church of England, for example, held a general synod in London earlier this year that debated such issues. Bishops, priests, and laypeople from every diocese voted down several amendments that opposed liturgical same-sex blessings. This is SRN News. The nation's top women's basketball star is set to make history again with a record sponsorship deal.
Caitlin Clark, the most prolific scorer in NCAA Division I history and number one overall pick in the WNBA draft, is preparing to sign a second contract with Nike, this one paying $28 million over 8 years and coming with a signature shoe. The Wall Street Journal and The Athletic reported the pending deal. Clark earned about $3 million in NIL money at Iowa with State Farm, Gatorade, and others, according to On3.com. The new deal would be the richest sponsorship contract for a women's basketball player. I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
The Federal Trade Commission has voted to ban measures known as non-compete agreements, which bar workers from jumping to or starting competing companies for a prescribed period of time. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Greg Clugston.